Good morning, church. How are you today? Alive? Hot. Well, we're going to sing. And one of the byproducts of singing is you get a little bit warmer. So we're going to get hotter still. All right, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you that it may not be the right temperature in here that we want, but our attitudes are good. Our minds are focused on you here this morning. And so, Father, we're going to thank you for this time of worship that we have yet to experience. And, Father, we know that when we come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, we lay aside every weight. We come to you with repentance. We focus on you and we come to you in spirit and in truth. We thank you that you're going to just meet us here through these songs now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible Swiss sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. I have read a fiery gospel written in burnished rows of steel. You deal with my contender, so my grace shall you shall see.
Since the hero born of woman crushed the serpent with his heel,
since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since God is marching on. He has sounded the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. His Christ was born across the sea with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. While God is marching on. He is coming like the glory of the morning on the way. He is wisdom to the mighty, he is honor to the brave. So the world shall be his footstool and the soul of wrong his slave. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.
Thank you, Lord.
That is a good song, is it not? Amen. We have another one. God of our fathers, and it reminds us of what our past was, the heritage that we have.
Thy people on their toilsome way.
God of our fathers. Amen.
again. Fill its heart with thy love. May its soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thank the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thank the glory. Revive us again.
Amen.
By the truth you now bring us, shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire, glow, river, flow. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me. Changing from glory to glory, mirrored here, may our lives tell the story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire.
Sweet voice, say, make me your choice.
I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to His tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the Word. My fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. Jesus, I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul, since the Lord made me whole, has been the old story so blessed. Of Jesus who will save, whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, He patiently waits to save by His power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest, and say, my beloved is mine. Jesus, I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore.
What do you think about that? Those are some powerful words, are they not?
Amen.
To be anchored, solid, grounded. I've found a
sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. He saves me from every sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on His For I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love He said to me, come unto me and I'll lead you home to live with me eternally.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Focus on the good things that God has done for us. Many times it's easy to focus on all the bad things that's happening, but it's also good to give God credit for the good stuff too. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name, O Lord. blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessing and all.
To you. Amen.
It's wonderful, Lord, when we come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And proclaim that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. And today we're going to call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will not suffer for to be moved, and he that keepeth us will not slumber. Praise his holy name. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we praise you, Lord, for another glorious day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today. Not our way, but your way. Oh, let the anointing be upon the pastor. He will bring the message today to us. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. You said in your word, because you set your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you've known my name. And you shall call upon me and I will answer thee. And I will be with you in trouble. And I will deliver you. And I will honor you. And with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. You know our needs, O Lord. You know that you came and meet us, O Lord, when we were in the darkest hour. You came and lift us up, O Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you. And, oh Lord, I want to say this. Oh Lord, in the time of trouble, you shall hide us in your pavilion. In the secret of your tabernacle shall you hide us. And you will set us upon the rock. Hallelujah. And you've done it, O Lord, over and over again in each and every one of us, O Lord. You set us upon the rock. Hallelujah. The rock is Jesus. And we want to thank you today for victory, O Lord, for a mighty victory. We commit this service to you, Lord, and we pray that it will be a glorious one. We pray for the anointing upon everyone that gives a testimony today. Thank you that the power of God will fall and that we will receive what the Lord our God has done and what he has in store for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. Thank you for many breakthroughs in this body of believers, we pray, Father. And your name be glorified, your name be magnified in this body of believers, we pray. And Lord, you are everything to us. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are peace. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are the banner over us. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, today out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound unto every good work. And Lord, we praise you and thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can minister to you today, O Lord, in music and with the preaching of the word and with testimonies, O Lord. We want to minister to you as you minister to us. And your name be glorified in this body of believers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing this offering that we receive, we're going to receive. Thank you for making it expand. Thank you, Lord, that it will be used appropriately. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being a provider. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory. And we want to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Thank the Lord for being here and for His goodness and His mercy. The Holy Spirit gave Brother Bob and I another song today, and wanted to play it for you. And God set the time for when we were supposed to play it. So just thank and praise the Lord today.
No, there's no microphone. Can't hear anything. How about this microphone? Cool.
All right. There we go. Now we got power. So I thank and praise the Lord today for the song. This song, Brother Bob and I, we got this song usually on Wednesday nights. You know, just after the regular music practice is over for Sunday, we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us. And we just, you know, sit here and just sit down. Usually the Holy Spirit will give us words or give us a melody. So I just wanted to share this, we wanted to share it with you right now.
Yeah, we do. And I've had a real joy, pleasure today. I'm not singing. You know, after that last microphone malfunction. No, this is Jason's song, and I'm going to do my best to follow him. Have you ever tried to follow Jason when he Jasonizes a song? Well, I'm going to try. So, I'm ready, if you are.
do me wrong, though I'm left all alone. Yes, God still loves me anyway. And at the throne of grace, there's a love I just can't replace. And he picks me up and he dusts me off and wipes the tears from my face. And when my friends do me wrong, though I'm left all alone, yes, God still loves me anyway. Yes, God still loves me anyway. Yes, God still loves me anyway.
Praise the Lord. Now, all of you know Soteris, Christo, and he doesn't take no for an answer. And a number of years ago, he was at the service station, and Soteris, he witnessed service stations, funeral homes, nursing homes, hospitals, you know, closed an ambulance. Sometimes he stopped at a side road when somebody had a wreck, you know, and lead people to Christ before they die. So anyway, Soteris, a number of years ago, was at the service station, and he was witnessing to this man. And this man was not really open, you know, didn't really want to hear it, but Soteris is always insistent. And then he has a special weapon. When he has gone as far as he can with a person, he says, you know, do you mind if I pray for you? And a lot of people simply says, you know, but that would close everything down. He would go home, you know, because I just get rid of him. So they always say, yes. So he prays a prayer. And after this, he says, now are you ready to receive Christ? Well, here's a gentleman today that Soteris met at the service station a number of years ago. And he will tell a story how he got saved and what God has done in his life since that time. So we have Mario Gonzalez. Welcome.
Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you. It's an honor and a privilege to be here in front of all of you. Like the pastor introduced, Soteris, I met her close to my job. I was putting gas, and I was not saved. I was in a dark place at that time when he met me. I was going through a divorce, being a single parent. My wife had left me with four children, the smallest one, the age of two. And because of that pain that I was experiencing, I turned into alcohol and drugs. And one day, Soteris came to me as I was putting gas, and he said that, you know, that Jesus loves you, that he can change your life. And I was mad at the time to God, because I said, if God loved me, how can he allow me to go through all this pain? But he keep on insisting, and he keep on talking to me. And like the pastor said, he says, can I pray for you? And he did pray for you. And I feel something deep within my heart. And we exchanged numbers that moment. And he keep on calling me and inviting me to the church. And I keep on putting excuses not to come to church. But he never give up on me. He keep on calling me. He keep on insisting. So one day I said to myself, I got to go to this church, or this guy is not going to leave me alone. So I came to the church. That's when the church was in Antelope. It was like a house. And right there, my daughter, I remember she was like five years old. And when the pastor was preaching, the Spirit of God fell upon me. And when the pastor said, anyone want to come to the altar and give the life to the Lord? Me and my daughter, we came to the altar and we give our heart to the Lord. And from that moment on, God began to transform my life. I'm here to tell you that the power of God is real, that God has so many plans for each and every one of us. At the time, like I say, I was in pain. I was going through so many struggles and tribulations. But the Lord says, serve me with all your heart and all your mind and all your understanding, and I will give you the desires of your heart. At the time, I was going through a divorce, and all I wanted was my family back. The enemy has taken everything away from me. I feel like Job when he was in a right standing. I'm an immigrant from a different country, so all I wanted is provide for my family what I never had. And unfortunately, things happened, and my wife left me, and all I wanted was a family. So I became to go to a different church after I received the Lord and my heart over here, and God began to transform and renew my life, and He put a calling on my life. I don't even know. That's why it's important when you share your the word with others, you don't even know that the seed that you planted and a person, it can be a seed that produces so many fruits. So right here, I'm here to tell you that the seed that the pastor planted on me, the satirist planted on me, give fruit. A fall in good soil. And he might have planted the seed, the pastor might have watered, but God bring the increase. Can you say amen? Amen. So I'm super excited to tell you that after 9 years of serving God, after 3 years of serving God, God put a calling on my life to become a pastor. And now I'm a pastor of a Victory Outreach. And now, after being so timid, after being so defeated, so bound by alcohol and drugs, I'm proclaiming that good news of salvation. I'm proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is... it's the freedom. And the Bible says that where the God is the Spirit, and with the Spirit of God, there's freedom. I experienced so much freedom in my life after being bound by the enemy, after being bound. You know, the enemy thought, I had this in my hand. He would never get out of my hand. I have him bound, but he didn't know the blood of Jesus can redeem and can save. So, In the process of being in the church, we started a church, and our church is very unique because we deal with gangs, violence, drug addiction. We go through the hardest part of the neighborhoods. We go to the highways and the byway, because the Bible said that God came for the one that were sick, not for the one that were well. So we go through the neighborhood infected with drug addiction, with violence, and that's what we minister. And I have four kids. Three boys and one daughter. My daughter's here. And unfortunately, about 6 months ago, violence took one of my sons. He was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And they did a drive-by shooting. He was visiting his daughter. And one of the last bullets hit him in the head. And that really, really put a shock in my life, because I said, Lord, if I'm serving you with all my heart, if I'm giving my life to you, why you allow me to lose one of my sons? So my son, they took it to the hospital, and the doctor said, we can do nothing for him. The bullet has damaged his brain, and if we try to open his brain, he's going to be dead, brain dead for the rest of his life. And I believe and we pray, and I told the doctors, I don't want you to open him. And we called the church. Many churches came, and we began to pray and intercede and believe in God, believe in the power of God. But then at the same time, I said, Lord, if it's not your will, if you want to take him, take him. You know, not my will, but your will be done. And after 3 days of struggle, the Lord took him home. Little did I know, my son was an organ donor. And there was a people, one person in our church, that was dying because he had a liver disease and he needed a transplant. So my son was a perfect match. And my son gave this man the gift of life. And not only this man, but many other people, a young guy that was 16 years old, they need a heart transplant. My son gave it to him. Another man with two kids, they need a liver and a kidney. My son provided. My son provided for so many. And now I understand how much God loved us. Because the word says, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for those that believe have everlasting life. I believe the pain that God has to give his only son. I give my son for the benefit of others. And God has repaying me, because now I minister to a lot of young people. You know, he take one son, but he has given me many sons. Because of our ministry, I attract a lot of young people, have them in my house, barbecuing. I remember for Father's Day, Satiris, we have lost touch for many years. And I guess going through his shoebox, he find my number again, and he did call me. And I was gladly surprised to hear his voice, and I wanted to tell him the news that the seed that he has planted on me has produced many fruits, and I'm serving the Lord, and so everything that you do for God is not in vain. I'm here to tell you that everything that you do for God is not in vain. You might not see results right away, but the seed is planted, and in due season, you guys will reap the harvest. Now I feel like a prodigal son that has come back to the house. That the Lord has allowed me to come and share what the Lord has done, the testimony of what God has done in my life. And so we pastor in a church in a North Highland area. I serve in the English, and I pastor my own church in Spanish, because that's what my heart desires, is to reach the Spanish community. And after being single, the Lord gave me a new wife. And I want my wife to come and share a few words, if it's okay with you, Pastor. And I want my daughter too, because my daughter was born in this church. And this is the result of your faithfulness and your prayers. And never give up, because the Lord has done an amazing work on us. He's my wife.
Amen. It's just a blessing to be here to see what God is doing. You know, we're all the body of Christ and we're all members. And just as we reach the inner cities, you guys reach the people in your communities, the people that you work with too. And it just want to encourage you to not stop, continue, because our goal as the body of Christ is to build the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Amen. So continue to share God's love with the people around you. God bless.
I just want to say I'm blessed to be here, and it's an honor to be able to come and see your guys' church, and just to see how the seed that you plant does grow and it does produce. So never give up and never lose heart. Amen. Amen.
How much time I have, Pastor? 3 minutes, okay. I'm a natural born preacher, so, you know, after being shy, I just want to tell the story when we reconnect with Brother Satiris. It was a Father's Day reunion that we have, and instead of having a pulpit, we have a barbecue as a pulpit, and I was cooking a message for the congregation, and after we cooked the Word of God and we feed him the Word of God, we went to my house and we celebrate Father's Day. And it was a glorious day. So when Satiris tell me, I want you to come and bring a testimony, I was so excited, because I feel that everything that I am, it comes from this man. Because he speak the Word, and the Word of God that he speak penetrate my heart so deep that even though I was lost with no hope and no direction, the power of God moving in this man's life was so amazing that God used him to shake my foundations. It shaked my foundations so deeply that from the moment on, I decided to serve the Lord. And I'm here to tell you that God is great. That God is an awesome God. Amen. That God has plans for each and every one of us. A plan to prosper, not to harm us. A plan to give us hope in the future. And even though we might have to go through different trials and tribulations, different storms in life, Jesus has promised, never leave us, never forsake us. He will always be there when we're in trouble and we're in rejoicing. So those that have kids, love them every day. Let not a day go by without you saying, son or daughter, I love you. Give him a hug, because you never know. You know, the sons and the daughters are gifts from God. And God knows when he's going to take them. So let's not take him from granted. Those gifts that God has given us. That's what I told all my daughters and all my sons. I love you. I'm proud of you. Even though they might not doing so good, you gotta plant a seed on them. And you gotta let them know that you are proud of them, that you are excited. And who knows? My daughter's been serving God. She's getting ready to go to youth convention in downtown Los Angeles. And he is vibrant, part of the ministry. And it feels so good when we can instill in a young person's life the love of Christ. Because those are the ones that the enemy wants to steal. So be blessed this morning and thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
To God be the glory. I have two prayer requests here tonight. This morning. And the first here is a praise report from Florida. And I got excited. And this is from a medical doctor. And he doesn't care if he uses his name or not. His name is David Fisher. And I've known him for about maybe 2 years via phone and so on. He said, "Dear John, thank you for your call and email and prayer for my 9-year-old son, Michael. I will preface this by asking that you continue lifting him up in prayer and add that he has experienced a truly miraculous healing of acute appendix at a truly critical moment. The CT scan was positive, and the ER physician called in a surgeon who came convinced and prepared to operate. Everyone kept praying, warfare, and 30 minutes later, the surgeon examined Michael, and he was by then only mildly tender, where before you could not touch him without him screaming in pain. After a bit of amazed deliberation, the doctors decided he did not need the operation after all. They sent him home with us. After we got home, Michael suddenly became extremely hot to touch, and the pain returned. We were all completely exhausted, but by then my wife, Monica, took his temperature while I changed back into my street clothes and prepared to take him back to the operating room for a ruptured appendix. I knew I had made the worst mistake in my life by bringing him home, and at that moment felt an overwhelming sense of defeat and hopelessness. I won't go into the fear-filled picture of Satan throwing up on my medical mind screen. Then Monica let me know that 2 thermometers showed him to have a normal temperature. It was all satanic, counterfeit. We then fought back even harder against the enemy, rebuking the fake fever and pain, and it went away as suddenly as it had appeared. Our son is healed by the Father's amazing grace, and once again the Father has been glorified by the Son. All praise to the Father. Please thank everyone there for their prayers. In his precious name, David Fisher, M.D. And so we want to praise God for that. The price of oil was on a roller coaster this week, but at the end of the week, the price went down, ended up at $84.45, down 51 cents from last week. There's only one thing to do, and that's to keep on praying that God would hold his hand on the situation and keep the price as low as possible without destroying the financial base for new oil production in the U.S. The good news is that the price of gasoline at the pumps is down. So those of you who'd like to come up and pray, come on up, and we'll have a prayer time.
Heavenly Father, we just are moved by your Holy Spirit working in the lives of people, and we thank you so much for working with Mario and his family. And we just praise you that he has a ministry with the people that are so needy. And Lord, we thank you for your victory in that area. Amen. And we also thank you and praise you for your work in this physician's family, how they trusted the Lord even in the face of a counterfeit. And we thank you that they were able to persevere, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit who teaches us what to do in time of stress. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to work in the church.
Father God, I want to also thank you for this testimony from Mario, and that he's reaching out to the Spanish-speaking people, Lord. Many of them I know. And I thank you, Father, for that. And that there will be great inroads, Lord, because we know that so many of them are bound by false religion. And, Father, we just thank you for that. And I also want to thank you for the testimony that we just heard with this doctor and his son, and that he was healed. He put the doctors at amazement, Lord, what you did there. So we thank you for that. We thank you that he'll be strong going forward and continue to work those miracles, Lord. And we thank you that the medical community will see the hand of God more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, ask you, in the Old Testament, there was a prophet, and the kids was making fun of him, and he asked God to take care about them. Lord, we come to you now with these people who are running a show about the oil, and who do all kinds of stuff behind the scenery. I ask, Lord, you strike them and take them out, and you know which one you can take out who will never be saved. And Lord, we ask you that you bind them and really take them out. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you for the testimony that Mario gave to us. It's wonderful what the Lord our God can do. And Lord, you reached to him when he was in his darkest hour. And you lifted him up, and you comforted him, and you saved him. And now you're using him, O Lord, in the ministry. It's a great blessing, O Lord. It's a great testimony. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you will continue blessing them and offer them more and more opportunities, that more and more people will be saved and your name will be glorified, and many people will be delivered from drugs and alcohol and other sin. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing them mightily, O Lord, and continue, O Lord, as they delight in you, that you will give them the desires of their hearts, we pray today. And we give you all the praise, Lord, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, I remember when Jessica came up to the altar with her daddy on Antelope Road. She got down on her hands and knees, or on her knees, and folded her hands. I'd never seen a child or an adult do that before at the altar. It was really beautiful. And then they accepted the Lord's will, what he wanted in their lives, and we thank you for that. And Father God, I just want to thank you for the love you're putting in our hearts, the unconditional love and blessings that we pray over people. And then that unconditional love comes in automatically. We just thank you and praise you for your awesome, supernatural ways with us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for all the answered prayers that you give us daily, for all the time, Lord God. You're always with us, and we don't acknowledge it nearly enough, Father. Forgive us for that. Forgive me for that. And Lord God, I just thank you for this wonderful, glorious testimony today of your power and your love and your penetration to a person's heart, that you can do it. You can penetrate any heart, Lord God. And we know that. And so we shouldn't let anyone get away from you. We should go after them. And it's encouraging to know that perseverance does pay off. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And Father God, I want to thank you for the miracle you did for me last Sunday when I fell on my head really hard with all my weight. Everyone heard my head, my skull crack. It was so loud. It was louder than a watermelon hitting the sidewalk. And everybody heard it. And yet I sat there, and the Cadles prayed for me immediately afterwards. And we sat and had lunch, and everything went fine. And all I have is a little sore spot on the top of my head where I hit. But there's been no repercussions of it. There's been no brain damage. I didn't go unconscious. I didn't lose my eyesight. Nothing bad happened. Satan wasn't able to do me in because the Holy Spirit was protecting me all the time. Amen. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we have the power through the Holy Spirit. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against every demonic spirit that is trying to wreck this ministry, trying to wreck people's personal lives. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we roll you back. And we command that nothing shall be able to separate us from the Word of God and from Jesus Christ. And we stand on the Word. We send the Word out. Where it says, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. And I thank you today, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit. And I praise you for that now. Thank you, Father, that every prayer spoken here now is on the altar in heaven. The smoke is coming up, Lord. And in due time, they will be answered. And we also want to lift up the Deaton family to you right now. And Father God, you know their great needs. You know the pain they're going through right now. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that there's going to be a great solution for them. A fantastic solution. And I praise you and I bless you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. At this time, the children will go to their classes.